Anyway, we've got Rachel Boyd with us from Lone Star Rodeo, and they'll be here in Benton on the 28th and 29th, and that's, I believe, what Rachel Boyd with us, the third year, is that right?
Yes, it is. We have been coming to the Benton area for a couple years now. It was previously in August. We've kind of moved it up to June this year, trying to, you know, get away from some other dates that, you know, August is really, really busy getting back to school and things like that. And hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler than it is in August. Like you say, that heat's coming in this week, but maybe it'll cool off by the end of the month for a little bit.
That's right. Well, I know a lot of people are looking forward to it, and you've had great crowds each of the years. And I was just looking at kind of the history of Lone Star Rodeo, and started 75 years ago in Texas.
That's right. Yes, you know, this is a monumental year for us. It's our 75th anniversary, and I'm a third generation. My grandfather started it, came from Marfa, Texas, over to Tennessee, and then my dad ran it for 40-plus years. We ended up, we've been in Kentucky now, over towards the Hopkinsville area for the past, you know, 24 years. So we've been up here quite a while, and we go all over the East Coast, doing what we love, putting on rodeos and bringing the Western lifestyle to families. And what's so great about Benton is, you know, everything goes back to raising funds for the community there in Marshall County and around surrounding counties that, you know, try to bring some family fun and entertainment. You don't have to drive far off. You know, it'll be right there in your back door at Lovett Park.
That's right. I know we're looking forward to it. And it's amazing. You think of all the trends and different things that are popular over the years, but rodeos, they're kind of a tried and true sport. It seems like it stays just as popular as ever.
That's right. You know, I think it's, you know, kind of one of those true American sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point or another, if they admit it or not, somebody, you know, growing up, you thought about being a cowboy or a cowgirl, you know, when you were little. Mm-hmm. And to be able to see that, I mean, you know, just like with everything else, it's a little bit more modernized. We've made it more competition, more fun. But a lot of these events can go back to what they used to do, you know, back in the West when they were doctoring cattle, and some people still use today. So being able to kind of make that a head-to-head entertainment, but still seeing that true competition, yet still a animal versus beast type of thing, and the adrenaline that it gives, but also being wholesome family entertainment, you know, ages of kinds. We do kid events before the rodeo kicks off, so kids aged 10 and under can have some fun, and then we still have, you know, the adrenaline, everybody bull riding, watching the thrills of that as well. So lots of fun to be had for everybody. So it kind of stays, you're right, kind of stands the test of time. We've been lucky enough to be able to do that. So
exactly. And Rachel Boyd again visiting with us from Lone Star Championship Rodeo out of Hopkinsville. And they'll be here in Benton on the 28th and 29th. And tickets are on sale now, and you can go online and buy those. Is that right, Rachel?
That's right, yeah. If you're not right there in the local area, you can buy them online. Our website is LoneStarRodeoCompany.com, all spelled out. Or if you're local, go by the City Hall. You know, they're $15 for an adult and $10 for a child. Got some great sponsors. Benton Ford this year stepped up, the Kentucky Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau, and lots of other local businesses are helping bring this event to the town.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned the Benton Partnership. That's where the money will go back to.
That's
and
right.
To help with events that they put on. And so it's nice to be able to come to town and help out the local town. I'm sure you do that all over the country.
You know, we do. We travel all over, but something's great about Benton, and I have bragged upon them on other locations we go. You know, everybody comes together. It's not just one side or the other. You know, you've got the water department. You've got the fire department. You've got, you know, the Benton gas system. Everybody kind of has a hand, comes in and helps and pitches in together, the police department. You know, everybody wants this to be a success and to be able to give back to being having events and things for the, you know, for everybody to do their local is just a really unique and great thing. We're proud to be a part of it with them.
And you go to looks like about 13 different states, and the points, I'm not exactly sure how all that works. I know you collect points based on your scores, and you move up and you have national rankings, so you'll have some
big
time rodeo folks here in Benton.
That's right. You'll have one. It'll be right there because you'll see a lot of. There's a lot of local cowboys and cowgirls in y'all's area, you know, that mm-hmm. compete and do this, you know, on the side. And then we also have, you know, professionals that's all they do, you know, all year. They travel up and down the road. And so this is one of the stops. You're right. Money equals points to them. So we have a payout of they win money if they, you know, compete and win. And those translate to points. And we host our own finals in February in Tennessee, our Lone Star Finals, but it also gives them points to the International Professional Rodeo Association, and they're based out of Oklahoma. So you might see cowboys from all over Canada even coming and competing and coming into town. So
wow.
It's a great, great event.
Wow. And the bull riding, that's kind of the seems like it's always the most popular. And I always wonder, how do you know if you're going to be good at bull riding? It's one of those things, it's you don't get a lot of chances at it to know if you're
that's
not
right.
good.
You're exactly right. You got to be just kind of crazy enough to try it out, you know. And then I think from there, you guys get to, you know, try your hand, and I think it's just that time, you know, lesson of, you know, man versus beast and how far you know, would you push yourself to try? So.
Yeah, and so much depends in this sport. So much depends on the animal.
Yes, definitely, and that's a neat thing too, because you know we get to showcase. You know, they're all athletes in themselves as well. You know, and the bucking horses and the bucking bulls, they are truly something to be seen. You can watch it on TV. But when you see it in live, it's just a whole other world. To really see the massive size of them, their quickness, you know, that sort of thing, it's really unique.
Yep, it is. It's certainly a sport that you like to see in person, for sure.
Yes.
And you'll get a chance here in Benton. Tickets are very reasonably priced. And as you mentioned, Rachel, this is a family-friendly event, so you can bring the kids, the grandkids, and have a good
yes.
good night out.
That's right.
And you can go again to LoneStarChampionshipRodeo.com.
LoneStarRodeoCompany.com.
Oh, okay. LoneStarRodeoCompany.com. Okay. And you can also go up to the Benton City Hall and get those. And I would certainly advise, if you're wanting to go, to go ahead and get your tickets, because I know the first year, I don't know about last year, I was out of town, but it was a sellout.
It was, yes. And, I mean, you know, they've got great – they'll have bleachers on both sides. They bring in bleachers on the other side as well, you know, as the main grandstand there. So definitely be able to find you a good seat.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, I appreciate the visit this morning. And anything else we need to know?
Yeah, just, you know, make plans to come see us. You won't regret it.
All
thank
right.
you so much for having me.
Hey, well, thank you, and keep up the good work. And appreciate all you do.
Yes, sir. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, all right. Looking forward to it. And again, that's Rachel Boyd with Lone Star Championship Rodeo, and you get those tickets either online or go up to Benton City Hall and purchase those. They're reasonably priced and family-friendly event, and a lot of fun. They'll have all the bareback, saddle bronc, steer wrestling, calf roping, team roping, bull riding, so you'll have some of the big riders across the country will be here for that, and some local folks too, so we'll have to root for the local guys and gals for sure. And it's all brought to you by the Benton Partnership, and again, that's on the 28th and 29th of this month, so go ahead and get your tickets, and it's all brought to you by the Benton Partnership. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back with more right after this.